As far as the Storm and the Knights, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, by the way, South Sydney Rabbitohs take you on the Storm tonight. Plenty of outs. Still no Pappenhausen for the Storm. Nicho Hynes, hasn't he been good? He's been great, in fact. We had him on last week. If you wish to catch up on that chat, like you can with all of our chats, you can catch up via the podcast, however you wish to listen to your podcast. The huge injury toll for the Rabbitohs continues. Now, the Rabbitohs, this has come under the radar a fair bit here. All the talk's been around the Panthers, and rightly so, Spud. But, however, the Rabbitohs have not lost a game since round one versus the Storm, and they rattled home in the second half. So they've got a little cheeky form going about them.
Yeah, they certainly have. But also, Wayne Bennett loves coming up against Bellamy. There's something special about this game. But looking at, you know, the injuries at South Sydney, you're thinking, how the hell can they, you know, back up and put a great performance against the Storm? I look at the Storm. You know, sure, we're missing the Pap. But we've got Nicho Hynes at the back. It's just like they've got clones of every player down there. They go to the cupboard, they open the cupboard up, and they bring something out. He does exactly what they need to do. I just think the Storm might be a bit too strong tonight.
Dean Hawkins, who he's played his debut already, Dean Hawkins, this year, set to replace Adam Reynolds, who's got the thumb ligament issue. You can see this story writing itself. If South Sydney win tonight, Dean Hawkins plays well. That's the story, isn't it? That life after Adam Reynolds, if he is to leave the Bunnies, Dean Hawkins. It is the Trojans' hour, by the way, thanks to Bunnings. it writes itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, Joel, you know, with the New South Wales Cup, I've called a couple of games with the Rabbitohs, and I haven't really seen this kid play. So they say he played okay first grade, jumped the fence, cut his leg. So hopefully he can respond, which they're going to miss the Reynolds for sure. It'll be interesting, as I spoke before, who's going to be doing the goal kick. You reckon Benji might be doing
Benji,
the kicking?
Yeah, I think Benji. What do you think, Brooksy?
Yeah, I thought Walker, but when you said Benji, I think Benji's a natural fit.
Cody Walker to fullback, by the way, Alex Johnson on the wing. Reynolds looking at round 11 return against the Panthers. So out for a few weeks, Adam Reynolds. So there's an opportunity for Dean Hawkins. And you'll remember when he finally got his opportunity, cut his leg on the fence. So he was ruled out as a result of that, Spud.
I just think... Yeah, you know, I love the forwards, mate. It's going to be a great forwards battle, but the Rabbitohs have got to start faster, Joel. Last couple of weeks, they've come out of the box very slow, first 20, 25 minutes. Against a side like the Storm, you've got to be on the queue straight away. So yeah. I'm hoping blokes like Tom Burgess starts whacking people through the middle, causes some sort of a devastation, which allows their outside backs to cause some havoc.
Braden Burns, this is a good story. He had the knee dislocation. He makes his season debut on the wing. He played in the knock-on effect cup last week, so it was good to see him get through that game. And seeing his name bob up, Spud, made me think about this. Braden Burns, who's clearly a talent, a very, very talented young player who left the Panthers a few years ago. So he left a lot of these talented young players, Braden Burns. Now, when I think about Braden Burns and I think about we're a third of the way through the season now, hypothetically, if every club had only, say, let's call it $300,000, $350,000 to spend, what player would you pinch from another club with that sort of budget? Braden Burns, for example, who's well in behind a lot of their players who are established. When they're fully fit, Braden Burns, unfortunately, due to being on sideline for so long, doesn't make the 17 for the Rabbitohs. However, would make many of the NRL teams top 17, top 13 players. So I imagine Braden Burns would be a player who would be pinched. I imagine that Brent Naden would be a player that who could be pinched. I know he's going to the Bulldogs, but what they need is probably a Mitch Kenny more than they need a Brent Naden right there. They need a running dummy half, the Canterbury Bulldogs. So which player, for about $300,000, $350,000, for a player who's not quite set in stone at their club, would you pinch for your club? Braden Burns, of course, would be most sought after at many, many clubs. Other news as well, and we do this all thanks to Four Pines Brewing Company. This is what's brewing, is the NRL are set to rein in tactical breaches of six-a-game rule. This is according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Now, Spud, this is no surprise, but 60% of six-a-game breaches have occurred in the first two tackles.
Yep.
We've seen blatant tactics, haven't we?
We've got to change it. It's as simple as that. They've manipulated the system. It took them a couple of weeks to work out how to do the system. And every great coach works a system out, and that's what they're doing. What it does, it allows them to get their defensive line set. It might be two tackles, and they give another six tackles. Mate, I reckon we've got to bring some sort of – can we bring a five-minute penalty in?
Yeah.
And I just put five in the bin. 5 minutes is a long time in rugby league.
Of course it is.
Put them in the bin for 5 minutes, yep. Not the 10. Give them five. I guarantee you that will diminish.
Well, it's five sets generally. That's generally the rule, about a minute per set. So it's about five sets. Teams will be further penalised and players sent to the sin bin. Of course, we know the sin bin as 10 minutes for repeated offences. So Like with everything, it's the coaches who just start to push the friendship a little bit, manipulating the rules, if you like. They are playing or were playing within the rules, but they're going to keep on top of that. The NRL, have your say. 0457 736 736. You can also text us as well. 0457 736 736. Call us 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that. Josh Schuster, the talented youngster for the Manly Seagulls, he has re-signed with the Manly side. So there's some good news as far as the Silvertails are concerned, Spud.
Yeah, great news for the Manly side. Schuster, to see him live, God, he's such a big kid, Joe. Over the last year or so, he's grown heaps. Do we know what position suits him better? And he's playing back row at the moment. He's got fantastic hands and a vision for the game. So I can see him being a standout 5'8". Over the next couple of years.
It might have been you who told me this, but he's got a bit of a Johnny Sutton about him. Anyway, he's signed until the end of 2024, and here's Josh Schuster on the signing, the re-signing with the Manly Seagulls.
Very excited signing for this club at the end of 2024, and looking forward to what the future holds. Definitely means the world to me. I started at this club since I was 14 years old, and to get the opportunity to play NRL 6 years later, it means the world to me. Coming through the Seagulls Academy, they take it very seriously, and they're very strict on not only being a good footy player, but being a good person off the field, which is a big standard for me. Players like Jake Trbojevic, Kieran Fryer and Cherry Evans, been watching them since I was young, and to get the opportunity to play with them means a lot to me.
What about the tune? That's the Manly video. That's what the Manly social media team have posted.
Spicing it up.
That's
fantastic. I liked it.
I reckon when you go to a cafe, you should have certain music for eating times.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes is that was a good eating time.
Yeah, I pictured Austin Powers sitting there announcing the signing.
Yeah, that's it, full on. I just thought we'd put that on.
No,
it was fantastic.
That's straight from the Seagulls website.
That's out.
Rowdy from Russell Vale, he would like Kenny to go to the Dogs. So there you go. If you're pinching a player, who would you pinch for your club? You've got about $300,000 to spend. He would take Mitch Kenny, to the Bulldogs, which makes a lot of sense to me. For example, the Cowboys have got three dummy halves sitting there. They've got Cotter, they've got Robson, they've also got Jake Granville. Which club also needs a dummy half? Manly could do with a dummy half, Spud.
Yeah, and I think there's another talent, and I've been saying about certain talents. This guy is too good for New South Wales Cup. Jacob Little, he's another one. He scored three tries last week for the West Magpies. He's now sitting on the bench for the West Tigers, so I think he'd be a great fit anywhere, especially like somewhere Manly, who need a true half / 5'8".
Still on Manly, Tommy Turbo playing game 100. The highlights reel for Tommy Turbo's 100 games, unbelievable. He takes on a bloke who's in form. He's taking on the Warriors. He's taking on Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. He was on Breakfast with Vossie this morning, and this is what he had to say about preparing against his opposite fullbacks, and as I said this week, the great Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
No, look, not really, to be honest. Like, you kind of said it. You don't really come up against a fullbacks, directly. Roger's obviously one of the best players in the game, and it's sad to see him go at the end of the year. But you don't really come up against fullbacks, directly. So you don't really think about it as I'm taking on him. It's more you think of the team mentality.
Sure. Well, I am going to make you think about it, Tom. I'm going to put you in a hypothetical.
Yeah.
You're defending last line of defence for Manly. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck makes a break on halfway. You are the only man between him and the try line. Will he step off his right or will he step off his left?
Yeah, that's a tough question. He can go both ways. So I'll just close my eyes and hope, I reckon.
I think he was keeping his cut. He knows. He knows, Tommy, I think, which way he's going to go.